Our last phone call, Adam. Here we go. Hello.
Hey, Adam and Daniel.
Hey.
Gary in Portland.
Hey, Gary in Portland.
I've got an unusual death to report today.
Yes.
It's from an international celebrity podcaster.
Yeah.
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
His good friend, Ollie, age 92, passed away in his sleep this week.
Oh.
That was a partner of his kitty, and Ollie was his dancing girl.
Oh, that
girl.
Was the best dancing girl, Olive.
So anyway.
Olive. I get it.
He's a good guy, and Big Fatty talks about him all the time. So anyway, I thought we need to mention him on today's little show. So anyway, again, Ollie from the Big Fatty fame has passed away at age 92.
You know what?
See y'all tonight. Bye.
I have heard of his best dancing girl, Olive. That to me qualifies as a celebrity. I've been hearing about
a celebrity. Is that a celebrity? Really?
I've been hearing about his best dancing girl, Olive, as long as I've been listening to Little Fatty Cat. I mean, to Big Fatty, and that was I quit listening to him when he ended his show. Remember? But I used to be a religious listener to him before he ended his show at 3,000 episodes.
Okay. It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online.
An international celebrity podcaster, Big Fatty.
Is that a celebrity?
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4045. Of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 8th of August, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I've got some voice letters to catch up on. Big Fatty. Hello, bi-weeklies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're bi-weeklies because, y'all, can you believe it has been 2 weeks since Olive went to sleep and didn't wake up? Y'all, it's just, it's crazy. It's just crazy, and it's still hitting me. Maybe I should say it still hasn't hit me. I don't think it should, y'all. Y'all, being an executor is just tiring. It's just tiring. Yes, Big Fatty, and you're old. You're old. You're gray. You're fat. And no, that's somebody else, isn't it? Who says that?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Trademark Vera Charles.
Music, it's true. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, did the LFC with old Veda, and y'all, I got a little I think it was a testimonium from the Laughing Buddha. I don't remember exactly what he says, but he says, you and Veda are too funny. And I'm like, maybe I should go listen to that show because I don't remember anything being particularly funny, B. Ready? By the way, y'all, speaking of the Laughing Buddha, y'all, he sent me a gas report, $3.89 a gallon. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it, but that's what it is up there, y'all. If you're heading to the Twin Cities, fill up before you get there. But recorded that, and I'm trying to think if the Nip stopped by. If he did, it was just a quick check in. I think he did stop by for a few minutes, and. Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something. It is miserably hot. So Anyway, and y'all, then I watched the news, and I did not watch the Shuksterminates because it was a repeat. But y'all, I was looking through the the channel guide. You know, I only have the over-the-air channels, but y'all, there's one that's a comedy channel or an oldies channel. And y'all, they were playing the Dean Martin roast, and so I recorded two of them. They had like eight or nine of them, but I recorded two of them. You know, one of them was a roast of that Peter Marshall. You know, he used to do the Hollywood Squares. Big Fatty, that's the wrong version of the Hollywood Squares. Oh, maybe it's this one.
I'm driving down Hollywood Boulevard with a wind in my face. Life is good.
No, Big Fatty, it is not the one with that hoopy Goldberg on it either. Oh, well, then I guess you mean... Yes, Big Fatty, that's the one. But y'all, it's, you know, it's very staged, okay? They had celebrity, had probably a dozen celebrities on there to roast Peter Marshall, and some of them didn't even say anything about him. But y'all, they had Joey Bishop, they had Vincent Price. They had Waylon Flowers and Madam. They had Jimmy JJ from Good Times. They had Karen Valentine. They had Foster Brooks. They had Rip Taylor. They had Orson Welles. You know, what the fuck does Orson Welles know about Peter Marshall? They had Zsa Zsa Gabor. And, you know, there were several others. Rosemarie with her bow in her hair. And, of course, you can't roast Peter Marshall without Paul Lynn. Oh, my goodness, y'all. But I enjoyed it. So anyway, y'all, they were smoking, and it was just there was a disclaimer that says these programs were recorded in the 70s I can't remember exactly what it says, but it was the social. It was basically saying these are all kind of inappropriate now, but enjoy different social norms, I guess is what it said. But and the other one I'm recording is the one where they roast Dean Martin and Don Rickles. Don Rickles is the roast master, if you will, on that one. And y'all, I love Don Rickles. I mean, he's dead, but yes, Big Baby. But it was just fun. And then, of course, I watched that Big Brother. And y'all, I have to say that back in the Big Brother normal flow of things, I enjoyed it, and I'm happy to be watching it, and it's gonna be a long season, y'all, going to the middle of November. But anyway, I'm gonna watch it to the bloody end. Oh yes, Big Fatty, we love a bloody end. And y'all, went to bed, and y'all, I kind of tossed and turned again, thinking about all the things I needed to do with Olive's estate, and feeling not guilty, but I felt like I missed some opportunities to go over to his place and kind of go through and get a better feel for what was going on. So got up on Monday morning, had my brofkas, had the coffee, did the puzzles, read the paper. Y'all, by the way, never got the the replacement newspaper on Sunday. So, y'all, mad as a snake. Mad as a snake. But anyway, I did the first half of the normal morning nipple walk. And then I took a little break. And then I did the big circle and came back. Y'all, it was still hot. It was still hot. And after that, I, what did I do? Oh, I jumped in. Oh, no. Y'all, I made shisha meat rice. Now, I know that Peter G, Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago. Peter G one time asked me, what the hell is shisha meat rice? Y'all, you fry your bacon. You pour off most of the bacon grease. You take leftover white rice, or y'all, I found at the Costco, you can buy little bowls of sticky white rice, and you put the rice in with that bacon grease and just kind of stir it around and warm it all up, and then you crumble the bacon on top of it and put a little salt on it. Delicious. Just delicious. And so I had that, and y'all, then I got my share, and hopped in old Ruby Red and headed over to Shady Pines. And y'all, I had I had to tell them that the Wells Fargo, you know, the stagecoach had locked down Olive's account, but I didn't know if they were still processing things that came through. But his August rent would be processed on the 9th. So I took my checkbook saying, you know, I will write a check for that. And, you know, just so everything's on the up and up. And they said, no, we're confident of you, Burke Carter. And that was very kind of them to do that. And y'all, I had a few other questions that they answered. And then I put in a request to have Olive had a big screen TV, not as big as old Crooked Hat's. You know, it was not. Oh, look at how tiny my penis is! I have an 85-inch TV machine. But Big Fanny, where did that come from? I don't know. It came out of your mouth. I know, where did it come from? What was I saying? So I asked them if they could take it down off the wall and take the bracket off the wall. Because, y'all, you know, anytime I can get them to help me do something, I'm going to ask for it. And I went over there, and I was there from like noon till about 3 o'clock, I guess. And I went through all the different drawers in the bedroom suit. And y'all, if Olive had one pair of socks, he had 101 pairs of socks. And I know some of them were Miss Kitty's. Anyway, y'all came across another envelope full of cash money. Big Fatty, was it from the ATM machine? Well, it was the crispy ones. It probably, but the ATM machine doesn't give the crispy ones. But, anyway, went through, y'all, I ran across some, silverware. It said it was a sterling. So I've got to find somebody to appraise and see if it's worth anything other than, meltdown value, which, you know, nowadays people don't want, don't want stuff to complete their place settings, because people just don't have place settings or anything anymore. And did all of that. Y'all, I collected all of Olive's medications. I've got to find a disposal facility to get rid of them. And y'all, he had saved all of Miss Kitty's medication. Y'all, even the pill box. The pill box that Miss Kitty's medications were in when he went to Glory, y'all, they were still in there. I couldn't believe it. And I've got to dispose of those kinds of things, and you know, in a proper manner. And oh, Big Fatty, Brian in the Danbury closed all of his rings. He did. I felt like I had a productive day. And Big Fatty, who's now? Big Fatty, drum major Kev is now closing his rings. Big Fatty, are they dancing together or something? I don't know. But got back here to the to the villa. Yo, one of my cameras out at my carport had lost connection, so I had to get it back online, and y'all, that took a while, and y'all, it's outside, and y'all, I was sweating, like a nip in church, be ready, and, after that, I'm in here, recording the little show, and y'all, wait a minute, y'all, the other thing I did on Sunday afternoon, y'all, I joined the AARP, there was a piece of mail here that I hadn't opened, Big Fatty, just like old Stinkpot, it's true, and y'all, it was something because it was my birthday. I've got a free lemonade at the Raising Cane's. I've got all kinds of free stuff. I've got a chicken finger somewhere, and it's just crazy. What was I saying? Oh, so y'all, this thing said, join AARP. It's normally $16 a year. But you can join for 5 years for $9 a year, $45 for five total for 5 years, no recurring charges or anything like that. I said, well, you know, I'm gonna give it a try. It's $45. If it's not worth a tinker's damn, then I'll send it to Whitman. They're gonna send me a special gift. I don't know what the special gift was, but it's a special gift. And I'll go everywhere and say, do you have the AARP discount? Just be yes, Big Fatty, an annoying old person. Well, okay, maybe so, but, why not? Why not is all I've got to say. And, was there anything else that I wanted to talk about? I don't think there was. So, y'all, I got a notice this morning that I've got a package coming from San Francisco. And, that Daniel Scott Angel and his crew asked for my address. So, y'all, I think that's pretty much been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I'll be heading back over to Shady Pines. Y'all, we having dinner with the ladies, as usual. And, y'all, we'll just see how the rest of it plays on out with Olive stuff. Y'all still can't believe it's been 2 weeks. Big Fatty. I didn't get around. No, Big Fatty, you didn't get around to the voice letters, but we'll pre-record a couple of shows at the end of the week while I'm at the Hara. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix, and Gary, anything you want to tell Adam?
An international celebrity podcaster, Big Fatty.
Is that a celebrity?
Oh, how dare you, Crooked Hat! How Verna dare you!
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.